Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and redeemer. Amen. Let me just say what a pleasure it is for me to be here. I feel blessed to be in your presence today. It's been a long time, and may my words speak the living word for you this day. That's great. It starts with an earthquake, forest fires, floods, climate change, and talk of plastics, garbage, and waste, and the waste of humanity filling up the earth, the sea, and the sky. Endangered species on the brink of extinction, environmental disasters, mass shootings on a weekly basis, upheaval and hard times for many, the working poor, the barely making it working class, the many forms of homelessness that we may not see. On the streets, in tent cities throughout the Lower Mainland, in parks, river's edge, wooded areas, parking lots. A housing crisis, a homeless crisis, overdose crisis, rampant mental illness, radical ideologies, and expressed hate speech that is radicalizing and normalizing planned acts of violence. So much of our world seems out of order. Are you with me? Way out of order. And during my end times rant, because I started this little rant, Stream of Consciousness, a secular song by the band REM, covered by Great Big Sea in the 90s, came to mind. It's the end of the world as we know it. Do any of you know that song? Yes, you do. Great. So let's just, for memory's sake, maybe you remember the refrain, and if you do, sing it with me. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. I'm not going to play the song for you today, but I am going to use the refrain of that secular song to speak about the sacred text we are focusing on today. And you heard the text, but I want you to hear it again. Sometimes it's good to hear the text twice. And I want you to focus in, maybe even close your eyes, listen to the words, and see what stands out for you. Hear again the living word for you this day. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old. Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. All of them died in faith, without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth. For people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had the opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. By faith, the ancestors moved forward, By faith, they lived in tents, strangers, foreigners, on the move, homeless, yet holding on to the promise, holding on to the hope, moving into the great unknown, holding fast and moving forward, guided by the promises of God. By faith, and with the stories and the witness of the ancestors who went before us, we too are heirs to the promises of God. We share this faith with those who came before and those who are to come, all of us moving forward by faith. We, as the current children of the earth, also hold on to the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We, like our ancestors, long for the city of God, for that promised land, where all is peace, where love and justice reign, and we live together in unity and oneness, here on earth as it is in heaven. So let's get back to the secular song and songs of faith in general. Songs that speak the faith, music that moves and expresses, music that sustains communities in times of change and transition, in times of pain and suffering, and in times of joy and celebration. Songs of slavery and songs of liberation and freedom. Songs that uplift. Songs that transcend and take us to places unknown. Secular or sacred, the songs and the music moves us. What's your favorite song of faith? Is it a hymn, a secular song, a spiritual? Can anyone even shout out a song of faith? Thank you. Any others? Thank you. Great one. Songs of Amazing Grace. That's a great one. Keep going, people. I know you have them. Hallelujah. Yes. I heard some others. We Are Children on a Journey. I love this old one, Blessed Assurance. Remember that old one? So there are many songs of faith, and I would encourage you, as we're talking about these things, to just think about your songs of faith, maybe even make a list of them, sing them, share them, let them move you and sustain you like they have moved our ancestors throughout time. There are many songs of faith that have lifted the spirits and expressed the emotions of the people. When I Googled songs with faith in the title, Lyrics.com found 15,515 lyrics, 42 artists, and 100 albums, all matching faith. When I researched and Googled information on It's the End of the World as We Know It, and listened to the various covers of the song, I learned something very important that changed my interpretation of that song. And as a result, the song went from manic to metaphysical. From being an end times rant to being an engaged response with a blessed resolution. In the 1987 REM original, after a stream of consciousness about end times things, a bit of a rant, the first refrain of the song begins with the familiar, "It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine." Then, after the second verse of more of this stream of consciousness of end times ideas, the second refrain and all the subsequent refrains have an added line that plays along that main line. It's the end of the world as we know it. And that line is, "It's time I had some time alone." And the refrain changes to, "It's the end of the world as I know it." And there's, "It's time I had some time alone. It's the end of the world as we, time I had some time alone." So there's these two little loops that are going that I wasn't aware of. But it changed the refrain completely for me. So you have these two loops playing. One that's going, "It's the end of the world," all the time. And the other that's going, "It's time I had some time alone." Over and over repeatedly. And I thought to myself, this is the life of faith. The end is always near. It's always here. Something is always ending, dying in the life of the planet, the life of our communities, and in our personal lives. And there's usually some drama to go along with it. There's always an end time story. You may be living your own end times, and you may be stuck in that loop. It's the end of your world. It's the end. And then I thought about the practices of faith that have sustained the children of the promise from the beginning. I thought about the singing and drumming and dancing and making music. I thought about the personal and public prayers of the people, the work of the contemplatives, the prophets, the disciples, apostles, martyrs, and saints, and all those followers who have died faithfully responding in life unto death to the promises of God. I thought of all those who faithfully follow God, including Jesus, our primary witness, who was faithful unto death. And I thought about all the ways the people of faith throughout all space and time have taken some time to be alone and to be closer, to become closer to God. Time to commune with self and the holy other. It's time I had some time alone. Do you take time alone? Time to be with yourself and with God? How do you do it? With others. Walks in nature, praying on a park bench as you sit and enjoy the sun and enjoy this wondrous world. Perhaps it's silent time in the morning before your day begins. Maybe you're a gardener and you just need to get your fingers in the earth to feel connected to the holy. What is your method? What is your routine? It's time I had some time alone. We, the people of faith, continue to follow God with the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things unseen. We continue to follow with hope in the promise, and we too need to cultivate our time alone with God. The stories of our faith tell of the ancestors who had a deep relationship with their God. They worshiped and prayed. They had some time alone within their daily routines. And they had sacred practices that brought them closer to God and helped them to love and serve one another and bear witness to the promises that was yet to be realized. The promised land. They persevered with strength, courage, love, devotion, obedience, and submission to God's will. And they moved forward in the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, they were moved beyond their comfort zones. By faith, they went to parts unknown. And by faith, they lived and did incredible things, miraculous things. Abraham and Sarah had a child in their old age. Can you even imagine that? No. I know I can't. And all while living in tents. Hebrews 13 says, all of these people died in faith without having received the promise, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. Throughout time, the people of faith knew who they were following, and it wasn't a bunch of Facebook friends. They were not following Love Island or The Bachelorette or all the other distractions offered by the endless screens of our lives. They took time to be with God and to know God's will. And as I thought more and more about these two loops playing over and over in our lives, the constant bombardment of information, the need to know and be right, endless hours spent in various forms of distraction and drama, that keep us away from our grounded center. There is always an end time scenario being played out, and it is still equally important for us to have some time alone, time to renew and refresh our relationship with the divine, time to restore our souls for the hard work of following God to places and people unknown. Over 30 years ago, I was blessed with the gift of learning Transcendental Meditation, or TM, as it's known. I spend 20 minutes twice daily in meditation, anytime, anywhere. I just close my eyes and enter into the presence. This meditation practice has been a big gift in my life and has become a disciplined practice. At least twice daily, I have an encounter with the infinite presence and my deepest, highest self. The thoughts, deeds, and drama of the day float by as thoughts that I don't choose to follow. Twice daily, in the time of meditation and prayer, I center in my inner being, and there I encounter holy peace, holy presence, and holy purpose. Here I am still. Here in the holy quiet, I meet the Christ, Holy Spirit, God, unity, oneness. Call it what you will. I rest in the presence. And when I rise from that twice daily time of prayer and meditation, I am able to be more fully present in my world in a more peaceful and grounded way. As a non-anxious presence, I feel fine. When I heard the line, "It's time I had some time alone," I felt the holy presence in the song, that deep ancient call to be still and know, that invitation to have some time alone and to go deeper. The reminder, "It's time I had some time alone." And when we do, when we take the time to be alone and reconnect with our inner being, with our God, we are restored. We are renewed and refreshed to return to our world and all the end times activity that is in it. Our hope and assurance in things unseen is restored and renewed. The conclusion of that song is, "And I feel fine." So now I want you to say it with it, me. "And I feel fine with..." Okay, I'm going to do this on the count of three now. One, two, three. Thank you. Sure, it's the end of the world as we know it. That wheel is always spinning. There's always some end time activity. And it's time that I had some time alone. That wheel is always spinning. And so if you can imagine these two circles going, and there's that point where they intersect, and there's that point in the center, that's the still center. That's the I'm fine spot as they're spinning out. And in the midst of these spinning wheels of our lives, when we take some time to be alone with ourselves and our God, we feel fine. We find the still center. We quiet the noise in our head and still the heart and rest the body in the presence of the divine. And we feel fine, really fine. Not a superficial fine or a resigned fine or the kind of fine that doesn't care or isn't disengaged. We used to have a word for it, frustrated, insecure, neurotic, evasive, for fine, right? It's not that kind of fine. Okay, we feel the kind of fine that feels whole and well and at peace no matter what is happening in our outer world. Be still and know that I am God with you in the chaos and the clutter and the quiet. We feel fine and are engaged and empowered because of the relationship we develop through taking time alone to be with the Holy Other. We are enabled to deal with the stuff of life because of our deepened relationship with self and God through this time alone. And a daily routine or a daily practice maintains and sustains this bliss consciousness. Staying in touch and in tune with God is a disciplined practice. You must schedule it in. By faith, the people of faith care about many issues. And by faith, we act out those acts of service. And they come from that deep place of caring. They come from a place unseen. Taking time to be alone with God empowers us for the journey. We feel fine because we know that God is present with us here and now, even as God was in the beginning and with all the faithful throughout the ages. And by faith, we continue to move forward, singing songs, secular songs, sacred songs, songs of faith. They continue to speak the living word to us. It's the end of the world as we know it. What in your world is coming to an end? What are the issues that burn for you? the ones you can talk about and the ones that can never be spoken. Are you being called to an unknown place? Are you anxious, afraid, worried for the state of the world, our community, your family, yourself? It's time I had some time alone. Then come, people. Come and find the quiet center from the crowded life we lead. Find the place for love to enter. Find the space where we are freed. Clear the chaos and the clutter. Clear our minds that we might see all the things that really matter. Be at peace and simply be. And I feel fine. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invite you to just rest in the word for a few minutes, and then we will sing together.